Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I'm your host, Adrian P. If you're new here, thanks for stopping by. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. For those of you who don't know, the Yellow Pod is a podcast where I basically just brain dump, talk about anything. It's mostly directed towards mental health, LGBTQ things, and just life in general, things that I think have helped me along the way, or things I've found out about myself and things like that. Life is hard, so I'm just sharing my little bit of knowledge with all of you out there. Before we dive into this week's episode, I did want to touch on last week's episode really quickly because I have one little thing to add. Last week's episode was all about starting conversations, and it was more directed towards talking about how you're feeling, depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation, and suicidal thoughts, things like that, being very open and real and vulnerable with people you feel safe around in order for you to be safe, because when we don't have conversations, it can become very dangerous. And the only thing I want to add is continue having conversations. Share your experiences with people, even if you feel like no one can relate to you. Lately, I've been kind of, my TikTok has been kind of blowing up, and I've just been sharing various things from my childhood. And I was nervous about sharing these things because I was like, ooh, these are like, they're sad, they're kind of scary situations. But 1.6 million people have seen one of the videos, and like a lot of people have related to them in some way or another, which makes me really fucking sad that we all kind of went through some shit in our childhood. But at the same time, that is proof that right there, that having conversations, starting conversations, hard conversations, talking about things that are uncomfortable helps people. It helps you, and it helps the people around you that you're talking it through. So have your conversations, talk to people, start digging, start bringing stuff up, because that's the only way that you can heal. And it's not by gaining closure, really, or like making the other person who did that thing to you feel bad. It's really just validating your feelings and being like, no, this happened to you, and you have a right to be sad about it or angry or upset. Validating those feelings and acknowledging the negative feelings around it does wonders for someone's healing journey. So have your conversations, start talking, and release it. Just get that heaviness off of your chest. Now we got that out of the way, let's move on to this week's episode. And it's going to be short and sweet, to the point. But my main thing, and what I mean by that, is if you look at your childhood, you know, you're a baby. You have to be taken care of by adults. Obviously, you are not self-sufficient. You are not independent. And as we continue to grow up, we have so many different adult figures in our lives who impact how we think, how we act, and what we say. And not all the time do you get the best adult figures in your life to sort of help you grow up and help you make opinions and kind of mold your brain. And the thing is, you can grow up in any type of environment, and I feel like as long as you're able to get out and as long as you're able to keep an open mind and you're able to acknowledge like, oh, whoa, that is a whack-ass way of thinking. I'm going to rewire that for a second. I'm going to work that out. As long as you're open to thinking that way, you can stop it. You can avoid being a product of your environment. I know that we've all had at least like one person that we've interacted with who they're maybe kind of hard to interact with, or very like strong-headed, stubborn, and they're just immediately, if you bring anything up to them, they're immediately like, well, that's just how I am, and I'm never going to change. See, those are the types of people who became a product of their environment. They are staying the exact same. They're not going to change. They're not going to do anything to change. They don't even care if, like, they believe the sky is purple and you're like, no, dude, it's blue. Like, I think it's blue. There's scientific research that says it's blue. They're like, no, fuck you. I'm not changing. That is when, like, we don't want those people in our lives. And also, we don't want to be like those people. We want to keep an open mind. We want to continue learning and we want to continue gaining knowledge in order to learn new things. And it's okay if you change your mind on how you want to interact with people or what you want to say to people. At any point, you can change and become a better human being. And that doesn't mean that there's inherently a right and a wrong way to existing in this world. Everyone has their own means and guidelines in which they're like, this is how I'm going to live my life, yada, yada, yada. No one's forcing you to change. I'm just saying, if you feel icky about the person that you are or the person that you are being to other people, take a second and figure out what kind of person you want to be. You are not destined to be what you grew up in or who you grew up around. Let's look at, like, we can use like a group of friends, for example. If you were friends with people in high school who did a lot of naughty things and you were constantly in trouble at home because you're hanging around people who do naughty things, aren't you going to stop hanging around them so then you're not getting in trouble at home? I had a group of friends that I was hanging out with when I was like a sophomore in high school, and my mom and dad were like, we don't like you hanging around them, so we're going to give you a curfew. I don't think you should be out late with them just because we don't really trust like what they want to be doing that late at night. And I thought it was the stupidest fucking thing, and I was so pissed off because I've never had a curfew. And let me tell you, that curfew lasted a week because I was like, you know what? Some weird shit went down with that group of friends. And I was like, okay, bye. Parents were right. But there is opportunity for you to change at any given moment. And I think the thing that kind of keeps people from changing or growing, essentially, is you don't know any better. You were brought into this environment. You're a baby. You're zero. You're one day old. And you grow up in it until you're like 18, 20, depends on how quickly you move out and you become like your own individual human being. And even then, when you move out, parents are still kind of taking care of you or like helping you. Everyone's situation is different. But you grow up in this environment for 20 years and you don't know any better. And it's like a shock when you kind of start like realizing all the weird things your brain thinks just because of like what has been engraved in your brain. It's literally like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? Like, no, wrong. Let me rewire that because I don't want to be like, that's not how I want to show up in this world. And I'm going to leave it at that. At any moment in time, you can start changing to become the person that you want to become. And maybe you're content with who you are. That's great. And this isn't to poke you and make you upset and you're like, ah, I have to change. I'm just saying, if you are not showing up in the world the way you want to, you can change and you can become that person that you want to be and take up that space that you want to take up in this world. You are allowed to change. Changing is how you grow. You can grow in a million other ways, but it starts with change. And it could be just as simple as changing your daily habits, your daily routine. Maybe you wake up 10 minutes before you have to go to work or leave the house for work. Maybe bump it up so you're awake for 30 minutes and do some like reading or like hang out with yourself in the morning. You are allowed to change and you are allowed to not change. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. Do not forget that I am taking write-in submissions because I want to hear from my audience. I want to interact with you more and I want to share more of your guys' stories. And they could be any story, a sad story, happy story, funny story, a spooky story, anything that's happened to you. Maybe you have a situation you don't know how to navigate or you want some advice on something. I am in no way a licensed professional. I will be a certified life coach in like 8 months. So then I can call myself a certified something. But send them over to Adriana Pollock, the number 12 at gmail.com with the subject line TYP write-in submission. And please, please, please let me know if you wish to anonymous. I will also include all of these like instructions on how to send me stuff in the show notes. But yeah, send in your write-in submission. I am like dying to hear from you guys. Lastly, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you are a new homie, I appreciate you stopping by to check out the podcast. If you are a returning listener, I appreciate the heck out of you for coming back every single week. As always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I will catch you next week. Later, skaters. Hello, and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I'm your host, Adri P. If you're new here, thanks for stopping by. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back.